Get this. He sat straight up and placed a paw over his heart. On my word of honor as a cat, Hanky, I swear by everything sacred and holy that you'd be really mad if this turned out to be a trick. Wow, again. The cat had sworn a sacred oath, and I couldn't believe I'd heard it. This had never happened on our ranch before. Never! After a moment of stunned silence, I managed to say, "Well, that settles it. I guess we'll be working together on this job, partner. You don't mind if I call you partner, do you?" He came slithering down the tree. "Oh, no. In fact, I think it has a nice ring to it." He came over to me and started rubbing on my legs. As you know, I don't care for that. But what the heck, we had just entered a new chapter in our relationship, and if my partner wanted to rub on my legs, that was okay. "What did you have in mind, Pete?" He stopped rubbing and glanced over both shoulders. Then he leaned towards me and whispered behind a paw, "You'll need me to unlock the chicken house door."
"I will."
"Oh, yeah. For the past 2 weeks, Sally Mae has been bolting the chicken house door. You didn't know that, huh?"
I turned away so that he couldn't see the shock on my face. "I didn't say that. Of course I knew it. What's your point?"
"Yes. She's seen some footprints around there, and she's afraid that someone is going to get in. Anyway, the point is..."
He raised a paw and wiggled his toes.
"I know how to open the bolt."
"So you're saying..." He fluttered his eyelids and grinned.
"I'll throw the bolt and hold the door open while you do your business. When you're outside again, I'll bolt it shut. And nobody will ever suspect a thing."
I couldn't help being impressed. "Well, you think of everything, Pete. Nobody schemes better than a cat."
"You can bet on that."
"I beg your pardon?"
"I said, thank you, Hanky. Your trust astounds me."
I patted him on the back. "Well, that's what life is all about, Pete. Trusting each other and working together. Let's get this over with. To be honest, I'm a little nervous."
"You should be."
"Right. I mean, this goes against all my training and instincts. I hope you understand that."
"Oh, I do. I do."
"Pretty amazing, huh?" "You bet. Who would have thought that Pete and I would end up working on the same team? Or that it would be his idea? He was just a dumb little ranch cat, but... I guess he'd finally figured out that playing on a winning team is always a winner." We slipped through the darkness and made not a sound, and I had to give Pete some credit there. The guy was good at the stealthy stuff, and I was impressed that he didn't seem the least bit nervous. In fact, the old kitty smirk had returned to his mouth, only now he was putting it to good use. Smirking for our team. We crept up to the little door on the north side of the chicken house. As you may recall, there were two entrances, a big door for the people and a smaller one near the ground that the chickens used. The smaller entrance had a hinged door that opened one way to the outside. In the morning, Sally Mae wired it open so that the chickens could go outside and spend the day chasing bugs. In the evening, she shut them up again to protect them from... bad guys. That little door would be my entry point into the target area. Our most recent satellite pictures had revealed that Sally Mae had started bolting the door, see? And that's why I had hired an assistant to help me with the job. Was that clever or what? We stopped beside the chicken entrance and I studied the door. Sure enough, there was a new brass device with a sliding bolt, just as our satellite imagery had predicted. Everything checked out and we were ready. I took one last look around. The sky was dark and quiet except for an occasional flash of lightning and the thunder of Rundle. Okay, partner, I guess we're ready. You lift the door and hold it open. I'll snatch a bird and run. Make sure nothing goes wrong. It wouldn't be funny if I got trapped in there. I heard something that sounded a lot like muffled laughter.
You're right, Hanky. That wouldn't be funny at all.
Are you laughing?
It's a backward laugh, Hanky. It means that this is not funny at all.
Oh, good. You know, Pete, if this works out, I may find a little job for you in the security division. We could start you out working a couple of days a week, sweeping floors and hauling trash. How does that sound? For some reason, he couldn't speak. Maybe the thought of working with the security division had just overwhelmed him. And I could understand that. I mean, how many cats get such a great opportunity? Okay, Pete, we've got to go for the mission. Stay alert, and I'll see you on the other side. You know, cats make odd sounds sometimes. They're strange, even the good ones.